From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California Farm Bureau President Jamie Johansen says the Golden State is failing to live up to its water promises. Addressing the Capital Ag Conference, he noted the lack of progress in building water storage under Proposition 1, approved by voters in 2014. Johansen urged farmers and ranchers in America's largest agricultural economy to let legislators know how important we are to the state. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced plans for improving shipping in the Seattle area by pre-positioning containers of U.S.-grown ag commodities near port terminals to help improve service for shippers. The USDA is partnering with Northwest Seaport Alliance to enhance access to a 49-acre pop-up site to accept either dry agricultural or refrigerated containers for temporary storage. The Northwest Seaport Alliance saw a nearly 30% decline in exporting ag commodities in the last 6 months of last year. Food and Ag Groups released the 6th annual Feeding the Economy report showing that 7% of the nation's economy and 29% of American jobs are linked to the food and agricultural sectors, either directly or indirectly. Amidst the global supply chain and inflation crisis, these sectors also exported nearly $183 billion worth of goods. In 2021, these sectors contributed a total of $3 trillion to the U.S. economy. The report shows the total food and industry economic impact at $7.43 trillion.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.